Well, we've got an email here from Terry, who asks us, if gravity holds the space station in orbit, why do the astronauts float about inside it then?
Why do the astronauts float about? If they just put on heavy boots, wouldn't they be able to stomp around like the rest of us? The brief answer, Terry, is the same reason that when you jump off of a very high building with your keys in your hand, which I don't recommend, as you are descending to the Earth, your keys sort of float up from your hand. They don't stay anchored in your hand. And the things that are in your pockets don't stay anchored there. And the reason for that is because you and your keys and everything else are all falling at the same time and at the same rate. Well, that's what's going on with the International Space Station and really anything else in orbit. You are falling not to the Earth, but around the Earth, and everything is falling. So it's all falling at the same rate. That's also the reason that when astronauts train in the airplane known colloquially as the Vomit Comet, where they go up and then come crashing down towards the Earth and then at the last moment pull out and go up again and do that over and over and over until everybody has had a chance to see what everybody else had for breakfast, there's that same waitless period. And that gives them 20 or 30 seconds to be able to float around and feel what it's like to be in the International Space Station.
Thank you, Dave. I feel much reassured by that. And as we heard a couple of weeks ago, when astronauts are exercising in space, their sweat doesn't fall either. And it sort of hangs around like a sort of malignant miasma knocking around in the air for other people to wander into and even breathe in and even swallow. Isn't that nice to think you're drinking everyone else's sweat up in space? Right. Meanwhile, we're also going to be taking a look at what the news is and what's been happening in the news. And I've asked each of the team to pick their favourite news item this week. Max, what have you brought in for us?